Hello and welcome to FMB Digital Storytelling. Firstly, you wanted to introduce your name and the purpose of your organisation.
Okay. So my name is Eugene Francis and I run a lifestyle brand called Engenius, which got various different strands to it.
Could you describe some of them strands?
Okay, so we have a clothing brand, Genius Clothing. We've got a modelling agency, Genius Models. We do events, which is our Genius Promotions. And I do a subject in school called Raising Aspirations. So that's predominantly the main things that we do. We've also got a podcast and a YouTube channel, but I say the events, the clothing, and say the modelling are the main thing, I'd say.
Okay, so How do you go about doing all that kind of different work?
Well, I would say I'm very creative myself. I've come from a creative background. I came from a sporting background to start off with. But throughout my sport, I played professional football. So I played for Chesterfield and Notts County. And throughout that period, I was always designing and customising my own clothing. And then from there, at first people were really cool, saying, oh, why are you not getting this or why are you not getting that? But then it turned into people asking me to help with their clothing, to customise theirs. So that's sort of where the clothing came into it. In terms of the events and the models, I started doing my own nights. So after I left football, professional football, I started doing my own club events. But I'd make them like spectacles. So it wouldn't just be a normal R&B night. I'd get fire breathers in, I'd get football, like freestylers in, hostesses, so I'd make it a spectacle. And then other nightclubs and other events or promoters would ask me to sort of get females or males to work in the club. So I thought, you know what, I need something that is part of Genius that I can make sure I manage and make sure all parties know what they're sort of working to. So it sort of happened organically, I'd say.
So what would you say was the best parts or experiences of your work?
Oh, good question. Well, I've done a few fashion weeks. So, like I say, coming from a sporting background, to start off with, it was sort of like, oh yeah, it'll be here for a little bit and go. It might just be T-shirts, but I've done Nottingham Fashion Week, and I've had like the City Council ask me to sort of organise fashion weeks. I've done Leicester and Manchester Fashion Weeks. So they're quite big things. But I'd say probably the biggest achievement or biggest thing that I've... that's happened since I've had the brand or the company. I won the Windrush Award for Entrepreneur of the Year, which is a national award, so it's across the country. And it's recognising, obviously, what the brand has bringing to the UK sort of thing. So that's quite a big award that sort of made me think, do you know what, actually, I'm on the right path. I'm on the right path, so. Yeah.
So you talked about like being ridiculed and stuff. Is there any other challenges that you've faced in your work?
It's predominantly myself and my cousin, shall I say. So he's the creative director, so a lot of the designs for the clothing, it's a conversation between me and my cousin. But I'd say it's working with other people and trying to get their aspirations up. Because like I said, I like to work with creative people. So whether they are models, whether they're singers, dancers, artists, I like to work with creative people. But sometimes they may not match my passion. So sometimes it can be quite challenging to try squeeze the passion out of them. But I'd say, yeah, overall, I don't mind a challenge. I'm quite stubborn. And if a door is shut, I'll climb through the window sort of thing. So, yeah.
How would you say your organisation's governed or funded? Like you said, you work with your cousin. Is that just you with your cousin?
So technically, it's I'm self-employed, so I do it all myself. If I need to hire anyone in, then obviously, I pay for their services type thing. All the money comes from myself, so I funded it myself. No bids or no funds or grants or anything. It's my passion, so I don't mind putting in my work or my money, because I feel like there's something there for it to grow. Like some of my friends are, and great friends, they've got money in property, or they're really passionate about property, or something else. I think my passion is my brand, so I'm really trying to build this brand up. So for me, that's my baby type of thing. Yeah.
So you've already kind of suggested what challenges you kind of face. How do you go about kind of getting over these challenges and doing them?
Another good question. I'd say personally, so anything sort of personal-wise, whether it's the ridicule or whether doors aren't opening when I want them open, I think I've faced that challenge throughout life. I think growing up, I've always had that challenge. I think the biggest part of me having to study or not use my normal methods is the legal sides. So it's whether the taxes or keeping receipts, that's the key one. Like, receipts for me is like, oh yeah, yeah. So it's just getting into the habit of making sure I track everything that I do. So I think that was the biggest eye-opener to running my own business. Like I say, the personal side is whether I offer you a service and you're saying no, that's going to happen. Or whether people don't buy into a certain product, that's going to happen. But I think it's the legalities and making sure that my paperwork and everything behind the scenes is up to date and in the correct order. So I think that's the key thing for me.
So anything else you want to kind of say about your work organisation? Anything more you can tell us about?
Yeah. So working with FYA, so we're doing a podcast. So we've got a YouTube channel, which is Ngenious TV. So you'll see various videos. You'll see videos from the events that I've done over the years. So like over the years, we've had the likes of like Lethal B, Tiger, Tim Westwood, quite a few like UK artists like Kano and Chipmunk, about some of the events that I've done. So you'll see all that online. You'll also see, like I say, the podcast that we do, which is Don't Judge Man. So that's with myself and quite a few friends. So that's online. I think anyone creative listening to this, if you feel like you could do that little bit of a push, or even if it's just exchange ideas, definitely get in contact. I'm on every social network that you can think of, so whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I was going to say Bebo then, but yeah, literally everything, you'll find me, Pinterest on everything. But yeah, just like I said, I like connecting with other creatives and then like working from there, so yeah, I think that's it.
I'm going to give you a chance to plug now. Do you want to name these kind of social medias?
Yeah. We could be here for a while. Okay, so Instagram. Currently, we have 4 pages on Instagram. So my own page is Eugenius10. The models, so if you're interested in either booking the models or just wanting a bit of eye candy, should we say, it's Genius Models. The brand itself is Genius Lifestyles. So again, that's all on Instagram. We're in the process of doing an under-16s modeling agency. So that'll be Genius Models Youth. So any parents out there, anyone still in school who's interested in getting into that field of work, Genius Models Youth. So that's Instagram. Facebook, we have Genius Models again. So if you want to check out Genius Models. And we also have Genius Lifestyles and Genius Clothing on Facebook. Twitter, it is Ngenious. And Genius Knots, which is our website. So if you want to see all the work, I would say go to the website, which is geniusknots.com, and you'll see the majority of the stuff we do. If you want predominantly, this is the clothing, that is gcn.bigcartel.com. So there's a lot of ways you can find us. But yeah, if you just put Genius, maybe Genius Clothing or Genius Knots on Google, we should come up one of the first, if not the first. So yeah. Actually, one other thing, yeah, I did, true story, when I was getting my page, I was like, geniusknots.com, I was a couple of days away from getting genius.com, which is now like one of the biggest lyrics page in the world, so I was close to obviously getting that page, and maybe getting a decent amount of money for them to buy it off me, but geniusknots.com, we'll have to do it. So.
Okay, so you said earlier that you had to legal issues. Can you explain more about that?
So I wouldn't say legal issues. I'd say just realizing what I have to do having my own company. So I didn't get into any issues. Luckily, my uncle is an accountant. So shout out Uncle Mark. who managed to help me and guide me. But like I say, it was just making sure when it came to obviously the taxing and making sure I've got all my documents and all my receipts, that I'm not leaving it to last minute, searching for this, searching for that. But I think that's something that that I'm quite vocal about in terms of not being taught that in school, and having to sort of learn on the job. So I'm giving that back. So I did mention at the start that I'm working in schools. I'm doing a subject called Raising Aspirations, which is sort of like a watered down careers. And I'm working with primary school age. So during that lesson, or working with a few schools, I do touch on the likes of taxing and buying a house, and not only being an employee, but being an employer. So those sort of things that obviously we still work on the creative side. So that whether it's art and dance or singing or sport, we work on that. But I do touch on the fact that there's this, or we talk about politics as well. So I do try and get things that I'm still learning, but still giving it back to the youth in terms of this is something that you need to know now, because it's good to know now. Or the searching, so okay. Yeah.
How did that influence come about to do that?
I think it's down to just wanting to give back. I wouldn't say just give back, because that's like just a cliche thing that's easy to say. I'd say it's any information that I know that would help. I want to just say, yeah, do you know what? There's this. And I feel like, especially in a city, which I was brought up in the inner city, but then coming out of that environment and seeing various different strands of lifestyles, it was an eye-opener for me. And I'd like to say, do you know what? Before you get out into the big wide world, I'm going to equip you with this. I guess it's similar to like saying, like, you're on a plane, you've already jumped out of a plane and had a parachute, and then you've got people who are wanting to do it, but you're asking, have you got your parachute ready? Do you know where you're landing? Do you know where you're going? Do you know that sort of thing? So it's just sort of equipping people before they take their big jump. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you one last chance to kind of say anything, any other comments you want to add?
What I'd say, if anyone listening, I would definitely say follow your dreams. Also go against the grain, because it's so easy to sort of stick onto the easy lifestyle in terms of, yeah, I'll do this. It's a quiet life. It's 9 to 5, or yeah, I'm not really hurting anyone, or going against the grain. But I'd say go and chase your dreams. So whichever, whatever it is, whatever field it is, make sure the biggest job that you do is on yourself in terms of your passion and where your aspirations lead to. Because a lot of people get to 40, 50 and think, what have I done with my life? I'd say whatever age you are, so whether you are 40, 50, whether you're 15, 16, whether you're younger, chase your dreams. And if people are against it, they don't live your life. So chase your dreams. That's what I'd say.
Fantastic. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.